All right, folks, before we go to our next guest, Selwyn Duke, let me have you look right here real quick here, folks. By the way, let me say this. If you would like to get information on precious metals, throw that up there for you, folks. We've been working with Swiss America for like 18 years. If you want to put gold into your IRA, you want to look at getting bullion or numismatic, 1903 and older. If you want to come to understand the issue of precious metals or putting gold in your IRA, call or text Wes Peters. I mean, why would you not want to get the free information after hearing that 50-minute conversation? Why would you not? Just text him your name and address. He'll send you the no-obligation packet of information, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. Again, area code 602-558-8585. All right? And then, of course, looking right here real quick, WVWTVstore.com. All kinds of emergency freeze-dried food and supplies available. Again, talking about banking crisis, cyber hacking, cyber attacks. We live in a very dangerous world. Are you ready? Are you prepared? And if you're not, you can get prepared. WVWTVstore.com, the service we offer with a reasonable profit margin to help us generate the funds we need to keep this free show going. So please, tell your family and friends. Tweet, text, email, Facebook, Getter, Truth Social, Frank Social. Tell your folks about WVWTVstore.com. Say, look, you need to get ready. You need to have some of these supplies. Or if you're going camping, you can use some of this. WVWTVstore.com, and you're supporting us as we put out free programming. Joining me now is Selwyn Duke. He writes over there at The New American. He has a new article out tonight. I want to talk about that right here. The Muslim-Democrat clash intensifies. U.S. city may ban LGBTQ flags. It is a predominantly now Muslim board that has taken over in one part of the United States, in a particular city. Well, the left is going nuts. But Selwyn, welcome to the broadcast. The left wanted open borders and to drag them in here, and now they're here. They're running for office. They're winning. They're dominating their city councils, their boards, and now they're saying, I'm sorry, no LGBTQ flags. We're not doing that. The left is going nuts at the Muslims. You know, I always love it when the right and the red, the Marxist, and the green, the Islamist, the red-green axis fight each other. I love it. I just sit back, like you said today on the phone, and get some popcorn. But the left is freaking out. The left is the one that brought these people in here.
Yes, well, absolutely, Brandon. Talk about being hoisted with your own petards. I mean, think about this. More Muslims have come into the United States since 9/11 than came in all during our history, the whole history prior to 9/11. That's a staggering statistic. And this happened, what you're talking about, in the city of Hamtramck, Michigan, which is majority Muslim now. And actually, it's even more extreme than what you indicated, because as far as we know, Brandon, it's the first American city where every single elected official is Muslim. And what has happened? They just voted to ban the so-called pride flag, that sexual devolutionary flag, from all city property. That means buildings, sidewalks, etc. And of course, this is completely unsurprising. We've long seen a growing clash between these two groups. You know, Muslims do vote Democrat by wide margins, but they don't subscribe to the Democrat wokeness. And you have a mayor now named Amir Ghalib in Hamtramck. And by the way, he just won after losing to the previous mayor in 2017 by a 2-1 margin. He won by more than a 2-1 margin. Why? Because the previous mayor, Karen Majewski, supported the display of the so-called pride flag. And this, by the way, ended a run of having Polish descent mayors in this town for 100 years. It was always a Polish enclave. But we see this clash of civilizations between the leftists who bring the Muslims in and the Muslims everywhere. We see it in France, we see it in England, we see it in Germany, and we're seeing it here now. And as you said, I mean, there's a silver lining to this cloud in that at least these Muslims aren't going to subscribe to the wokeness. On the other hand, Brandon, they're also not going to allow the kinds of freedoms that we've taken for granted if they become numerous enough. I mean, in Hamtramck already, we see that they're blasting the Muslim call to prayer throughout the city via loudspeakers. They have a city ordinance that allows them to do that now. And we also see in countries where Muslims gain majority status and gain enough power that people of other religions aren't treated very well. And I don't want to go on too long, so I'll stop. But I could give you some very interesting statistics that you might like to hear relating to this.
Go ahead, give them to me, because I want. But I do want to leave time to just cover the Space Force comment today. But give me those stats. Give me those stats.
Yeah. Well, just talking about the effects of Islam, there was a very interesting study that was conducted in Germany. It was released around 2010, and it evaluated 45,000 German youths. Well, you know what it found? It found that with increasing religiosity, Christian youths became less violent, but Muslim youths with increasing religiosity became more violent. Why is that? We can't examine it from soup to nuts here right now, but the bottom line is it's because of the prescriptions in the Muslim canon and the example set by Muhammad himself, who was a slave trader and a caravan raider, and he conducted military expeditions and whatnot.
A child rapist, married Aisha at six, consummated it at nine. That makes you a child rapist.
Right. Then there was also this poll of Muslims in the United States, and 51% said that Muslims in this country should be able to govern themselves with Sharia law rather than civil law. That's a very slim majority, of course. How many others feel that way but just didn't want to say so to the pollsters, we don't know. But the point is we're talking about a mentality here, Brandon, that's very, very different from our Western mentality. We Westerners tended to have the same basic moral foundation, the Ten Commandments. That is not true of Muslims. They have a very different, quote, moral foundation, Sharia law.
Yeah, they do. All right, let's go to your other article. Biden's GI joke. Military goes woke. U.S. may end up broke. Well, I want you to tell me about this article, but I really want to get to this Space Force thing. I saw that today. The head of Space Force is saying what about the whole LGBTQ agenda, Selwyn?
Yeah, that's in my article. Actually, I think the one you're talking about is Lieutenant General Deanna Burt, who is the Deputy Chief of Space Operations. Well, she was giving a speech recently at some kind of pride event, and she was saying, oh, this is necessary for our readiness, and when we have these anti-LGBTQ laws, as she termed them, they hurt our military readiness. And of course, the laws that she's referring to are simply laws that stop people from mutilating the genitalia of youth. That's what she's talking about. But if you saw this woman, Brannon, it was ridiculous looking at her standing up there. She's obviously an affirmative action hire. It looked like some kind of Saturday Night Live skit. She began announcing that she was a cisgender woman, which, by the way, cisgender just means normal. I don't know if she is, but that's what she said. And it's ridiculous. And we've seen this, though, for a long time, and it's been getting worse. And you know what analogy I use here, Brannon, talking about the military? This is like the movie Rocky III, where what happened was Rocky was on top of the world, he was champion, and he became complacent, and he started slacking off and not training so hard and having fun, engaging in frivolity. Meanwhile, you see his competition, Clubber Lang, training and hitting the heavy bag and whatnot. What happened, of course? Rocky got knocked off his perch. It's the same thing with our military. It's as if we're engaging in all this frivolity, but it's even worse than that, because Rocky was just having fun. This is evil frivolity. This is stuff, this is propaganda. These are agendas that undermine the fabric of our civilization. And this is what our military is involved in. And Russia and China and the Arab world and the rest of the people who could be our adversaries must be absolutely laughing. And something else, this is in my article. A problem our military is having now is meeting recruiting goals. The Army is going to fall 25% short this year, which is very significant. Other branches of the military generally mirror that. And why? Why is this happening, Brandon? It's the Bud Light scenario. The Army, the military, is losing sight of what its, quote, market is. The South has 31% of our population. It provides between 40 and 45% of our military members historically. 45% of our military members describe themselves as conservative. And the rest don't describe themselves as liberal, or they're moderates, or they don't know what they are. Not only that, if you look at the dead in Iraq and Afghanistan, more than 70% of them were white males. And what the military is doing is it's insulting all these people with this woke nonsense, this sexual devolutionary agenda, pushing anti-white racial propaganda, the idea that all white men are oppressors and they have to check their privilege and they're responsible for all the ills of the world. But then the military wants to turn around and say, oh, but please still enlist because we need you to bleed and die for us in faraway lands so we can have the freedom to implement the woke agenda. Yeah, that's a really good pitch that's going to appeal to people, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And now we have this headline. We have the headline here. Let me go back. I'm going to find a better one, guys. Pull that down real quick. I don't like to show raw feed. They're a joke. Let's see here. Let's see. I'll go back to the one I had here. Hang on a second. All right, here it is. Look at this. Key witness in Biden Burisma bribery scheme found dead. So the FBI apparently could not protect. The FBI cannot protect the whistleblower before he could testify. Closing comments on this one, Selwyn?
Yeah, it's just disgusting. It's like what we always used to say, that people had a bad habit of dropping dead around the Clintons, right? Well, now we see this is very suspicious. Anyone who would come out against the deep state gets targeted in some way.
Yeah. SelwynDuke.com, SelwynDuke.com. You also find his articles at TheNewAmerican.com. Thank you, Selwyn.
Thank you, and God bless, Brandon.
You too. Selwyn Duke checking in. Folks, we appreciate what we're doing. We appreciate your support. We're here Monday through Friday working hard, back on Sunday nights, on most Sunday nights live. Take off this Sunday night since it's Father's Day. But, hey, we push out so much free programming. Someone did a study the other day, said, Brandon, you know you're doing 1,000 hours of television a year. And I said, yeah, I probably am. And the point is, folks, we push out a lot of content to you. You go to worldviewtimes.com, worldviewtimes.com. I'm putting about 3 or 4 new articles a day up there, new radio show every day, and all of this television every day, all free. We need your support. Would you consider supporting us? Think of us as the conservative alternative to NPR. They're listener supported, but they're liberal. They're progressives. Do you care enough about the truth and having it continue to support us like their base supports them? Please consider supporting us by going to wvwfoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. Appreciate your doing that. If you go to my website, WVWTV.com, you'll see all kinds of content free of charge. Costs $12,000 a month to make all that available for free, just in one bill alone, the bandwidth streaming storage bill. So thank you for that. Doesn't count all the other bills. WVWTV.com is where you'll find it all. And if you want it, keep coming. Support us. WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. All right. Have a great Father's Day, dads. And we'll talk to you soon. I'm Brandon House. Take care.